This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. Parshas Bahar discusses the laws of Shemitah, where one is not allowed to plant for a complete year. The Matei Moshe asks, why is Shemitah specifically every 7 years, and why does it last for a complete year? He explains that in a regular year, even though the farmer refrains from working the field on Shabbos, nevertheless, the laws of nature are such that the crop that he planted during the week continues to grow on Shabbos, thereby denying the ground to rest on Shabbos, along with the rest of the creation. During the course of a year, there are 52 such Shabbosos on which the land is unable to rest. And over a period of 7 years, the total number of such days comes to 364. 52 such days a year times 7 years equals 364. So over the 7 years, there are 364 Shabbosos where the land did not totally rest. As a result, the Torah decreed that once every 7 years, the land should be completely idle in order to pay it back for all those Shabbosos during which it was unable to rest completely. 364 days of Shemitah, where the land is totally at rest, pays back for the 7 years of Shabbosos. 364 Shabbosos, where although nobody worked the land, but things were growing. And to compensate for those 364 Shabbosos, we have 364 days of Shemitah, the year of Shemitah, which is total rest. The Kli Yakar offers a different explanation why Shemitah is every 7 years, and it lasts for 1 year. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis relates that it was customary for the yeshivas of old to provide Ben Azmanim during the months of Nisan and Tishrei in order to allow the Talmidim to go home and work the land in order to sustain and provide for their families. Give up 2 months a year of learning, ki hechi delaiti tardu b'mizaynaichu kula shaita, so that you will not be preoccupied with your parnasa the rest of the year. Give up 2 months in order to be able to learn the other 10 months without worrying about your parnasa. Says the Kli Yakar, over the course of 6 years, 12 months of Bittul Torah accumulated, 2 months a year for 6 years. Therefore, the Torah declared that every seventh year will be a year in which nobody will be permitted to work the land, so that they will all go back to the Beis Medrash and make up during that seventh year for the 12 months that were lost during the previous 6 years. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, V'chisom b'rum anoicha b'ashona ha-shviyas. And if you will say in the seventh year, what will we eat in year 8? Hein lo nizra v'lo nesaf es tfuasenu. We didn't plant in the seventh year in order to have what to eat in year 8. And we also didn't gather the crop in year 7 because everything was hefker. So what will we eat in the eighth year? On that the Torah answers, V'tzivisi es birchosi lochem b'ashona ha-shishis v'osos es ha-tfua l'shloish ha-shonim. Hashem says, I will give you a bracha that the 6 year's crop will last for 3 years, year 6, year 7, and year 8. Until the new crop grows, you will be able to eat from the old crop. The Sephorner is bothered that the Pasuk seems to address one who asks, what will I eat in year 8? V'chisamru manoichal. The Torah is addressing the one who asks. What about someone who does not ask? What will his schar be? Sephorner explains that if you look at the previous Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk before V'chisamru manoichal, there the Pasuk says, V'achaltem lo soiva, you will eat with satisfaction. And Rashi explains this to mean, af b'soicha mayayim tehei bai brocha, even when the food is in your stomach, it will be blessed, which means, oichal kimo umisparach b'meyav, one can eat a little bit and still be full. Says the Sephorna that this is the brocha to one who has such a muna and does not even ask, what will I eat? He will have the greater brocha of being satisfied with just a little bit. Because if you think about it, we have two ways that the person can be satisfied in year 8. One is that the tefuos of year 6 will be enough for 3 years, although that's a great bracha, but it comes with an abundance of work. More crops means more reaping, more threshing, more storage. It's a great bracha to have abundance, but there's also more work involved. The greater bracha is if you will only have a small amount, and that will satisfy you. Because at the end of the day, you are just as satisfied, just without putting in the work of 3 years of crops. So if someone is on the lower madrega and asks, Ma noichal? he receives the lower bracha of having more crops. However, if he's on the higher level of not questioning Hashem, he will receive the greater bracha of Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Chukas says a similar pshat to answer a diuk in the psukim over there. By the incident of the Mei Meriva, where the Yidden ran out of water after the death of Miriam, Hashem tells Moshe, Kach es amate, take your stick, vidibartem el asela, speak to the rock, vinosan meimov, and it will give forth its waters, vishkisa es ho eda ve es biirom, and you will give to drink the eda and their cattle. Further in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayor Moshe's yodai, vayaches asela bamate. Moshe picked up his stick and hit the rock. Vayetu mayim rabim, and an abundance of water came out. Vatesh to eda uvi iram, and the eda and their cattle drank. Ask the Meshech Chochma, why in the first Pasuk, when Moshe was told to speak to the rock, does the Pasuk say, Vinosan meimov, and it will give its waters? But in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when he hit the rock, it says, Vayetu mayim rabim, and an abundance of water came out. When he was told to speak to the rock, it only says, Vinosan meimov, not a lot of water. But when he hit the rock, it says, Mayim rabim. And secondly, why in the first Pasuk does it say, Vishkisa es ho'eda ve'es bi'iram, twice es? However, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when he hit the rock, it says, Vatesh to'eda uvi'iram, without the word es. Explains the Meshech Chochma, if Moshe would have listened to Hashem and spoken to the rock, Klal Yisrael would have been zeicha to the ultimate bracha of Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav. They would not have needed an abundance of water. They would have been satisfied with just a little bit of water. But this bracha would have only been for Klal Yisrael alone, but not for the animals. The animals would not have been zeicha to the bracha of Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav. That's why in the first pasuk, where Hashem says, speak to the rock, it says, V'nosa Meimov, it will give its waters. Only a small amount, and you'll be satisfied. And then the pasuk continues, Vishkisa es ho'eda ve'es bi'iram. The double S implies separation. Vishkisa es ho'eda in one way, ves bi'iram in another way. The eda with a small amount of water, ves bi'iram with a large quantity, because the animals are not zeicha to this bracha of Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav. However, in pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe hit the rock. And by hitting the rock, Klal Yisrael was not worthy anymore of the bracha of Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav. They became like the animals that needed an abundance of water. That's why in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when Moshe hit the stone, the Pasuk says, Vayetu mayim rabim. They needed an abundance of water. Vatesh to'eda uve'iram. Uve'iram. The Vav connects the Eda to the animals, because both of them were equal, that they needed mayim rabim. So we see here too, according to the Meshech Chochma, that the higher level is Eichel Kima Umisporach B'meav, and the lower level is to have the abundance with more work.